This is a really interesting interview with someone I was connected with several months back. I have a friend who I gave a reading to years ago, and she recommended this healer. So I had a reading with this woman, and she was incredible. She had all these accurate things to say, but mainly just a strong wisdom. I hope this interview provides you lots of inspiration.
I would like to now play a sacred space around with Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron to the north for him, Angel Uriel and Archangel Sandalphon and Archangel Zadkiel to the south for him. And east, I would like Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. And in the west, I would like Archangel Jophiel and Archangel Raziel. Interesting. And just now connecting the four Archangels together. Please allow him to channel forth information without any interferences or blockages for his highest good and the highest good of all that will listen to this podcast. Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful. And to introduce you, this is Tina. We met through a friend online, and I'm so lucky to know you. So when did you start doing this work to help people? How did this all begin in your life?
Well, it started actually around 2011, when I started seeing angel numbers. I started seeing 1111 everywhere, all the time. And I saw this, you know, for over a period of the year, and generally sort of acknowledged it, but also sort of pushed it aside as I didn't know why I was seeing these numbers. And then after that, I met a healer who then realized I had specific psychic abilities. And we started doing a lot of work on my family system, on the family line, and releasing the first sort of outer blockages towards my path in life. And then after a while, after that journey with her finished, I went to the College of Psychic Studies in London, in South Kensington, and I trained there for 4 years. And also studied Reiki, crystal healing. And I worked with, you know, many healers, exchanging information and, you know, with regards to healing all the different aspects of the soul. So, you know, we did hands-on healing. We also did SRT, which is spiritual response therapy, where you clear the soul history and the interferences and all the negative energies that are brought forth from the soul from many lifetimes. And then after that, I developed my own healing techniques as well. So I also did a sort of trance meditation healing, where I would follow the client into a trance and allow them to actually take charge and see into their own energy system and to release blockages or issues that were coming up. So it really varies depending on the ability of the client. After being a healer for 10 odd years, it seems like the trend for me is working on souls that have come here to help society. And so I'm doing a lot of clearing and activation of gifts or spiritual gifts that are coming up for these sort of starseed souls or souls that are meant to heal the planet in some way. So I'm increasingly finding that I'm working a lot more with those souls than at the start of my career, where I was working on releasing all sorts of blockages. Yeah.
That's amazing. And what are daily practices you recommend, or what do you do, or what do you recommend to your clients? Like, I've done some of your basic things you recommend, and the vinegar with the cinnamon sticks and the, you know, and meditating with it. But yeah, what do you recommend?
Well, it just really depends. I mean, cleansing wise, if you could do a bath with sea salt, a few tablespoons of vinegar and a cinnamon stick once a week, that generally dredges out like between 80 to 90% of foreign energies and other energies that you may have picked up from your daily life, or energies that could also flow from other family members towards you. So that's a big trend at the moment, ancestral healing, because the planet is changing and all these old systems are being wrapped up in a sense. Mm. So what tends to happen is that there will always be one person in the family who is a sort of dedicated healer of the family. And unfortunately, that person takes the hit. So they take all the energies from all the people in the family who are not able to process, or who are souls who are not at that sort of incarnation level where they're able to process and transmute the difficult issues. So yeah, if you are that person, definitely have a lot of compassion for yourself and know that it is a really hard job to be the healer of the family, but you are doing so amazing. And the whole universe supports your path through healing all these issues brought forth by your family members that they were not able to heal because you were the chosen one. And you were the one that was here to bring the light to earth. And in that sense, you know, a lot of these healer souls are souls that have a lot of special abilities and gifts from previous lifetimes in participation with other galaxies. It is frustrating to be in a human body and quite limited in that sense. But the more healing work you do and the more you're able to psychologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically heal all these issues, then you are transforming the world by transforming yourself and everything within you that needs to be healed as well.
That's a huge point because the world is going through its own difficulties. And I feel like ancestral healing, there's a lot of pain. How do we take on things that have happened to people in the past, you know, many years ago? And it's so interesting because I look at the astrology, if I do some kind of podcast or special event, and today the North Node, which is like the collective destiny, is conjunct the moon. And the moon is our ancestral line, our emotions, our mothering energy, our inner world. So having this conversation today, we're talking about this kind of work. I feel like that's your work. It's helping people heal the emotional blockages because honestly, things in the body, it can start first in emotional blockages or wounds or trauma and different things.
Well, I think what happens with the physical body that it has a reaction towards the mental, emotional bodies. And that's why things come out physically. Because in essence, these physical human bodies that are part of Earth were part of a perfect system. But what's happened is that our consciousness has become contaminated in different ways. And obviously, if you look at the bigger picture of the whole universe as a system of information and change, we're all here from different galaxies. And so there are many different types of influences, influxes of consciousness that are moving through us, depending on our soul's past. But part of us coming to Earth is, you know, everyone has a different agenda coming to Earth. But I think the main agenda is for us to learn and for us to grow into a consciousness that feels good for us, that feels harmonious, that feels happy, where we can feel love and connection. So I think although a lot of souls that are incarnated on Earth, you know, do have consciousness from a past that wasn't so desirable or very polarized, but they have come here to actually transmute this themselves in a way. And it's true, they may be playing out wars, they may be committing a lot of atrocities, but in the same way, it's sort of to look at them as an unhealed consciousness because they're still in that sort of destruction phase, you know, which is a very early phase of consciousness. And they're still having to destruct in order to construct something new. And sometimes, yeah, these energies get very stuck in the destruction phase. So it is our job as souls who have evolved from a different frequency point to anchor light into the earth to help to smoothen out these reactive or polarized consciousness. Because the more love and light we can anchor into our bodies, the more love there will be on Earth to actually neutralize and minimize these issues that are happening, obviously triggering a lot of memories within people as well of conflicts. Mm. Yeah, maybe happen to their souls in different galaxies too.
That's very wise. And we're kind of born with a clean slate mostly, and it can awaken, I think, past memory. It's like a cosmic memory. And that's what the astrology looks like. We can see on paper, what is this person going through and what are they working through? It is free will. You know what I mean? It's like you said, it's a consciousness. Even if there is atrocities and different things, it's like, how can you rebuild that and how can you move up from it? Or do you let the thought and the energy take over your whole reality into another? It's this whole thing with quantum alignment. Like, what movie do you want to choose to move through? I think everyone has a difficult movie in some sense because you are having human experience. There's going to be suffering. You begin and you end in the body, right? But your work is very pivotal because next year, Saturn is going to conjunct Neptune. Neptune is the planet of spirituality and Saturn is karma. We're going to get to a breaking point. We'll definitely talk about your insights of 2025 and the astro insight. But basically, Saturn is a karma and it's discipline and hard work. It's going to line up with Neptune, which is the planet of spirituality. It's the hierarchy of love, like it's a higher octave of Venus. So when two planets come together, they'll make a new energy. We'll feel it. So I think there's going to be a lot of healing. You know, people who are not into the spiritual or different consciousness, they have to shift their thinking because it's destructive. You know, this other type of thinking where life is kind of going down. It can only go.
Well, I think it's mastering darkness in a sense, isn't it? If you can master your own darkness, then you can help people master their darkness. Because the thing is, what's happening at the moment, even on the world stage, is that, okay, we're shooting missiles at you, you're shooting missiles at us because you did this to us. And so we have to do something back to you. That's a sort of rudimentary kind of consciousness. You know, if you are the bigger person, you know, talking about the Christ consciousness and stuff, you'd say, right, you did this to us, but we're not going to do it back to you because, you know, we hold more light and we are able to absorb your darkness and not continue the whole cycle of perpetration and, you know, and sadness.
You have to hold a safe space for yourself because if you allow these energies in, there's things we can't see. It can really affect your mental health. It can really affect your physical health or the way you go eat. Like you helped me with all this food clearing and, you know, you channel the nutrients of exact foods that you felt that would work. I literally gravitated towards it after the session. I know there's different types of psychic ability. What is yours? Or is it a feeling? Or how do you get these insights that were so clear?
My abilities tend to start building up, you know, one at a time. So when I first started, because I had a lot of my own healing to go through in my actual physical body. And, you know, because I had a lot of physical trauma when I was a child due to abuse and all that. So I was, my consciousness was always out of my body.
Wow. In that,
yeah, I know. But I was still able to channel and, you know, do very great, you know, good readings. But I was more a seeing psychic. So that was quite interesting when I first started, because then we would just see things when we were training in the psychic college and be like, oh, what is that? Like, wow. It's a triangle. Okay, talk to the triangle. Ask the triangle what it means.
Yeah.
You know, when you first start developing psychic abilities, it's a bit abstract and a bit sort of strange, you know, or you might have a thought or you might have a certain feel in your body, like a buzziness or an inner knowing. So, yeah, so mine developed first with the clairvoyance, you know, and I can see things very clearly. Like I could see, look at someone and be like, oh, wow, you know, you're going to be, you know, an extraordinary person, you know, or I could see many things, you know, pictorially.
Yeah.
But then after that, I became more of a hearing psychic very quickly into that. And then a feeling psychic as well. Although feeling psychic is a little bit more difficult to manage but if you do it over a long time, all the different psychic senses start to develop. So you become an all-round extrasensory. So it takes a little bit of time, but the more you heal and the more you allow yourself to embrace, you know, the different gifts the universe has for you, then you would develop in that way.
And you're really good with clearing people's energy as well, because I have a friend client. She's now a friend. And I remember I gave her a reading like years ago, and then she came back after meeting you. And I was like, you're different, you know, in a good way. I was like, just her aura was different and just her approach. So then she recommended to get in touch with you. And I was so curious, but I'm still doing the work. But anyway, yeah, you saw some things we're not going to talk about. They're personal, but very helpful. So, all right. So what's going on?
Yeah, and thank you so much for your reading to me as well. I really loved it. And I love the way you combine the life alignment. You combine so many different things together. And I feel you're so much more than actually an astrologer.
Thank you.
Because you have your own unique style of reading, and I haven't had a reading from anyone for a very long time. So I was really happily surprised that, you know, there were so many things in your reading that really helped me to understand, you know, very clearly everything that I was going through, you know, although I can perceive it myself. But I was like, oh, wow, the astrology also lines up with, you know, going through. So that was very accurate in sort of having two different views.
Yeah. Sometimes it puts in perspective. It's like a Kabbalistic view of astrology, which is different than Western. It's like, well, why is this in my movie? You know, and also, like you said, people can go through things, but they become the medicine. You know what I mean? And that's not my point of view. This is a lot in Kabbalah. They say that the person, you know, rises above it and then helps other people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the ideal. And if you're not comfortable with that, you don't have to do that. But we don't want to go down into the darker field of that energy, because it shifts your reality, the people you meet, or the potential soulmate, or the potential, I don't know, career abundance that you wish to have. It does affect you.
Well, a lot of energies that are blockages within people are things that they've taken from their family lineage on earth as well. Because what happens is a soul will come in into a particular lineage to take on those issues to try and transmute them. So I think a really good way to transmute that is to really tune into your soul spark. And that's what I've been trying to teach clients as well. To tune into the pure light that comes from the deepest part of their soul.
Wow.
And you can use that and sort of open it up in your heart chakra. And that's a very, very powerful source energetically to allow you to make peace, you know, with all the things that are happening to you in your life. And also a source of energy, because it can be very draining to have to take on, you know, your work colleagues, your friends, and everyone around you who seems, you know, who seem to be a little bit unconscious, and maybe you're the only conscious, more evolved person in that group of people. And so it can be quite draining. So, I mean, 80% of energies are basically, you know, other people's stuff or stuff that we experience in the collective here. But that's also part of the unity consciousness of the earth. You know, we're all experiencing multi-layered dimensions of consciousness, you know, all together just being here. So it's another thing to manage.
Yeah, definitely. And it's having energetic boundaries and different things. The human design tells you a lot, like the white areas in your chart are open areas, meaning it's where we can tap in and feel things. But it's really just about intel. It's getting a taste of something. But a lot of people go home absorbing that by accident.
Yeah.
That's when it can get into your aura and you just feel like you're drained a bit. So I think like self-care is the new healthcare. You know, I think 2025.
Absolutely.
And what you mean, like, you know, medicine for what you need can be helpful, but in the bigger sense, it needs to be energetic medicine now, like what you eat, what you think. Meditation is very important.
The frequency of Earth is upgrading itself a lot too. Earth does not want to hold these frequencies any longer.
Wow.
The Earth is saying the Earth needs to survive herself, and we do have to take care of these bodies, because these bodies that we have are loaned from Earth. So it will become harder and harder to hold dense frequencies. But it's also, you know, a big process to transmute them, you know, so it is an interesting time.
That's fascinating. Yeah, because the astrology lines up with Uranus is in the sign of Taurus, and Taurus is an Earth sign. So Earth energy grounding. It's a slower energy. But Uranus is the planet of rebellion and change. It's the changing of how Earth's frequencies and how we ground and what we value. So that's fascinating. We all can feel it, like the solar storms, and there's a lot of changes among us, and the Earth is going through its own changes and getting kind of like an upgrade in the end of it for all of us.
Well, a little scientist can tell you that the Earth is changing quite a lot. I mean, I have a friend of a friend who used to make instruments to measure flight paths for the planes to fly, basically. And she said, in the past, you'd measure the flight paths maybe once in, you know, 3 or 4 months or 6 months. And now you have to measure them every 2 or 3 weeks. And she said, that's just crazy. The Earth is actually shaking so much that...
Wow.
You got to measure them so accurately because you don't want the planes to hit each other, you know?
Yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah. So we're feeling those shifts here. Do you think it's like an upgrade for our consciousness? Like, is it a neutrino force that's coming through? Or is it just, what do you feel?
The Earth itself, I feel, is moving into a different frequency band to protect, you know, the human experiment. Mm-hmm. Because this human experiment was made by, you know, a creator God who had so much love and who really took so much time to create each and every single microorganism on this planet to perfection, you know. And this great creation energy is also within all of us because we inhabit these bodies at the moment. So that's another big power we have as being humans. And so, yes, I see it as Earth moving into a completely different frequency zone and therefore will upgrade itself.
When a planet changes a sign, there is a background frequency shift there too. Pluto is the furthest from Earth, but it's the closest to the light, they say in Kabbalah, meaning that it changes a person on a soul level. Do you know what I mean? So with the Earth changing, the signs are changing, the frequency is being updated. Just in general, people's consciousness are shifting with all the craziness happening in the world. This is like a wild time to be here in a way.
I mean, we should be so glad we're actually here, you know, because, you know, the planet could just decide, right, I want to terminate this experiment. I can't handle any of this, you know, drilling and bombing and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, we should be really in so much gratitude that the Earth is actually allowing us to come here with our issues and transmute and transform them. And therefore, when we go back to our galaxies, you know, our soul consciousness, well, parts of our soul consciousness that go back to different parts of the galaxies, you know, we have taken the time to actually been able to learn, you know, so Earth is a big learning zone. And also, in a sense, a peace zone for the entire galaxy, because there's so many different consciousness, you know, different starseeds who have come from different galaxies. And so we're all meeting here. And, you know, so it could go either way. So, you know, it could, you know, and it depends which way we want it to go, you know? Yeah.
Wow. What do you pick up in your sessions that are a reoccurring theme that you could tell people, you know, look out for this in your life? Or like, what's a reoccurring theme you see to help guide people? Or
I think in general, it's just allowing people to really listen to what they feel deep inside them. Because of course, there will be some people have more negative consciousness than positive. But if you can listen to what you really want in your heart and just really focus on that, we have so much power that we don't realize, you know, being human, but also being celestial at the same time. So it's about what you focus on and allowing the feeling bodies to open up, to heal as well. Because, I mean, what happens with societal programming, even you can see this even in young children, is that, you know, they learn to cover up their feelings and then push them aside. And then that's where the physical body has issues because it's not able to express itself. So I guess the biggest thing is to open up to healing the emotional and physical body in that way. Quite a few of my clients are very spiritual. And I had the same problem as well, but I wasn't sort of fully embodying my true emotions deep down. And I guess everyone reaches a point where they are ready to heal these things. So it's not like you have to heal it immediately, but it's a slow unraveling of reconnection with your own soul, the light of your own soul and who you are and why you came here. And if there are things that are not serving your happiness, you know, how to take steps to change those things. When I do my healings, I connect with the sun a lot, channel healing through my body into, you know, my clients. However, the moon in the last 5 years, something has happened to it. It has become a portal of light that is channeling so much of these softer feminine, I guess, Aquarian frequencies. I feel it's like a very water kind of frequency coming through the moon. And I guess, you know, it's probably because some star beings have found a way to shoot light into the moon, to shoot it to Earth at night as well. So we not only have light in the day, but we have light at night.
Yes, yeah. It's very bright this week with the full moon. So you're saying like the frequency of the moon or how we are interacting with the moon is being upgraded or?
Yes, there's a big change to the moon and there's definitely an amplification of the moon energies as well. A really nice thing to do is to do moon bathing, you know, when the moon is full, when the moon is out, literally just sit and bathe in the light of the moon because that has so many transformative frequencies. And actually, this is quite interesting because I was going through my big transformation in the last few years too, you know, being a mother and all that. And I found the moon actually waking me up at night because I could see all these jewel frequencies coming down from the moon. And they were like, these are for you. And I was like, oh, cool. These are for me. In the middle of the night. And what you do is you absorb these frequencies into all your chakras from the moon. And that is just a huge, beautiful sort of transformation, you know, of energy that, you know, is here and available for us to use because the universe is helping us transmute and move through these times.
That's amazing. Yeah, people do like moon water or something where they leave water outside or they charge their crystals. I've never gotten into that, but it's true because it's out there and it's massive. And we don't even realize the resources that are there for us. And I feel like that's part of your mission. It's not only helping people clear emotional blockages or their ancestry or connecting to their soul, but there's also this awakening of this memory of who you are. They're bigger than what
also, very importantly, the inherent gifts that are in your energetic configuration. So if you talk about like the soul, there are many parts of the soul and some people have a lot of energetic configurations and I tend to open them up for clients and people. And I've done many of the hundreds of these in the last 10, 12 years that I've been a healer. And it has changed their lives by bringing these gifts out. And I'm so proud to say that a lot of my clients are now people who are doing amazing things for the world in a big way. And some of these people have came to me in the most broken form like after a divorce, feeling like they have no money, they have no worth, and literally just channeling light and opening up these gifts and frequencies in their energy field just allows them to use those tools, you know, of their soul lineage to transform.
Yeah, I remember in your session, you were like helping, I don't know, in some kind of astral planet, you were like helping clearing something. And I was like, what? But I felt the release. And also something you said about my spine as well was so fascinating. Like, be careful with your spine. And I've had back issues and different things, but the correction of my posture, I've been really thinking about too, and trying to train as well, like train your back. It's like holding your back, you know, holding your weight, holding your energy. And you felt this energy in the reading. You're very sensitive. So.
Well, the spine contains a lot of fluid, and it's also called, I think in some spiritual practices, called the Shashumna. So a lot of energy moves up the spine. So I've not done Kundalini yoga before, but I think that also activates a lot of the spinal fluid in your spine. Yeah. That also holds a lot of memory with lots of different parts of the energy system in the body. But I think the spine is a very important key part. And the spine holds your whole central nervous system and, you know, all these other systems in your body. So paying attention to healing the spine is a big thing. And so sometimes people have injuries when they're born, birth injuries. So yeah, seeing an osteopath or someone like that, it's good to sort of...
Yeah, to get it worked out. But, but there's such a divine technology with our body as well. You know,
there
so
is.
I think people are going to awaken in the next hundreds of years. They're going to find out that it's energetic medicine. There's going to be a new form of medicine, not maybe next year, but people are starting to talk about this. I think in the future, it's going to be about how can you balance your chakras, or your spine is connected to the fluid and then the energy is moving. And yeah, the pineal gland, Western medicine hasn't caught up with that yet.
But. Yeah, so homeopathy is also Western, and homeopathy delves quite a lot into that. Although it's quite a subtle and slow process, you know, healing with homeopathy, but it can heal a lot of emotional blockages over a long period of time. So the first time I took homeopathy was a long time ago, maybe 2016. And I thought, okay, the energy of this is nice. I'm going to, you know, take it. But after 6 months or 12 months, you know, then it really managed to heal up the emotional issue. So that's quite interesting. So I think the key thing is perseverance, and to not doubt yourself, and to just allow yourself to take in as much healing or do as much healing as you need, knowing that by doing this healing, your frequency will upgrade because you are putting in the work. And it's not about a quick fix, like, okay, I'm going to go and have a surgery and fix everything, you know, in 1 second, because everyone knows that surgeries are very hard on the body too. So it's about really connecting with the sort of core of the issue, so to speak. Some people do have genetic issues physically, and obviously medical science is amazing as well to help with, you know, those issues. But if it's anything autoimmune, or more than likely it's emotional issues.
You also recommend like herbalism, and you can use these as tools to guide with your diet and lifestyle changes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, happiness is the best frequency for the body, because if you're happy, all your cells form in a positive way, and it helps the whole energy chakra system, your qi, you know, or qigong and tai chi are also very good for this, you know, raising the qi, allowing you to have a positive input of flow of energy, and also the thoughts you direct to your own body. So a lot of it is about self-talk and how you talk to yourself. And I think a lot of people have been raised in quite harsh environments where they've told, like, okay, if you don't do this, you're not going to get anywhere. You have that sort of inner critic going on in your head, and that's the worst polluter in terms of energy, you know, the way you feel about yourself.
How can we release the conditioning? Like someone said, you know, these repetitive things to you when you were a kid, or you had teachers talk in a certain way. How do we release that? Like, do we have to subconsciously reprogram it, or like...
Yes, you have to consciously reprogram it. I mean, I do give some of my clients homework, as in like write down 5 things a day of how amazing you feel that you've done, you know. So give yourself that sort of positive encouragement, you know, that your parent may have not ever given you. Keep encouraging yourself in a positive way, and that will slowly fire new programming into your system, because your brain is actually a program center, is a direction. It helps direct how you are and how your flow is going to be. So if you walk out of the house telling yourself, I'm going to have a good day today, no matter what happens today, I'm going to hold my light and be true to myself and be true to my feelings, you know, that goes a long way in sort of self-supporting yourself in a positive way. So a lot of trauma that people have are actually developmental trauma from the old structure of the way parenting had operated in the past, in sort of reward and punishment, you know, because that's just a slavery program, really.
And you know, it's so fascinating because when I look at the astrology charts, it's like you're seeing Western astrology is like, oh, you're born in this month, you're an Aries. But the spiritual astrology or Kabbalah or Vedic, you look at the blueprint of what the person is working through. You know what I mean? As a DNA of where they're coming from. If you believe in past lives, it can show what went not great in a past life and what you're working on. And this is all connected because it is an emotional healing. That's the root of the chart because you kind of do choose your reality in a way.
Yes, exactly. If you're determined to heal yourself, the universe will put the right people in your path in order to heal yourself. So, for example, I used to get a lot of people who had ancestral curses in their system.
Oh, wow.
Extremely strong, because that's literally like a contamination that has gone through. And some of them are very severe, you know, can even lead to death, because in the past...
Oh, my God.
Yes. And fortunately, you know, there were practitioners who were not from the light and they were,
doing bad things
in the darkness. So, I mean, even with something like that, it can all be healed to keep this notion of anything is possible in your system and sort of put it out there. The universe will bring people to you because you have requested. So you've put the request out into the universe, you know, to be healed. So you will find that healing.
That is so true, because in 2020, when everything shifted and, you know, we were at home and everything, it awakened all the things I wanted to study. And then year after year, I met amazing people who became my friends, like healers and different things, or just people who wanted good for the world. You know what I mean? And I think that's so true, because those people came at the right timing for help. And you have to be open to it. If you're like looking with shades down at the ground, and you're not going to be able to see it. See, this is the thing I deal with clients, because I consult people like, oh, I hate my job or something, very negative. And I'm like, well, you have to show up to your job like you love it in a way currently, because you have to shift the vibration and see your gifts. You know, you have to see what is going on there that you can evolve into the next job you want to do.
I mean, people do have blockages to healing too. So it's quite interesting because then it's sort of the people around them will then trigger them so much to the point that they crack.
Yes. It's a test in a way. It's there to help you in a way, or it's there at a match to learn a lesson. Nothing is forever, right? The ego thinks, oh, we're so superior, but it's not. We're all having an experience. It's like a video game. Why did a video game manifest? Why are movies a movie? You know, it's ruled by Neptune. It's very cinematic. It's very illusion, you know, but we are in an illusionary world. We create our reality. You know, it's backed by science now, you know, so, you know.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I mean, one way or another, we came to Earth to transform. So transform we will. And if we don't transform, then, you know, we will either be removed from the program, or, you know, your contract will be terminated, you know, in one way or another. Hopefully we'll be able to transform enough to continue living in this beautiful place.
Nice to have heaven on earth. We need to create it here first before we get there. I think that's kind of the goal, I feel, you know.
Exactly, because Earth is heavenly. Look at it. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful planets, and with a complete ecosystem in the universe. And I used to have a view where I felt that Earth was a sort of sabbatical, you know, for souls. We come out here and we do our time and our learning, and then we go back to the next mission or wherever we need to be in the next place. And I mean, it's just the most beautiful place, even lying on a beach or in a forest, you know, you can't get that on any other planet. You can't have that same experience.
They're sacred lands, you know what I mean? So we've been domesticated for many years, and we need to go back to the nature. The cure is in nature, really. I'm so happy to meet you, because I feel I'm more grounded since connecting. It's crazy that we can do this through a computer. So I'm really appreciative.
Yeah.
by the way, so 2025, is there any key insights you're getting? Is there any guidance or things you feel coming through? And I can see in the astrology if anything correlates.
I think 2025 will still be a lot of upheaval. Because the frequencies are becoming finer, a lot of people start to be more sensitive. So they will notice discordant energy a lot more, and they will feel it a lot more in their bodies too. It's the point of time for people to sort of really acknowledge what they're feeling and what they're witnessing. taking action to heal oneself or to change a situation in one's life. And I mean, healing starts really from every single one of us deep within. And, you know, by transforming yourself, you know, as we said, you transform the universe within yourself too. But similarly in society as well, to connect with like-minded people and to form groups and to do things in a proactive way that can make your community better, to make your country better. That's also nice on an outer level, because the system of governance, you know, or hierarchy of someone governing or controlling a society, you know, that is slowly breaking down too. Mm-hmm. That's another aspect to sort of understand the big changes going on where many people are very disillusioned, you know, with the government and all that. So that, because we have to take the power back, you know, it's our world and, you know, we can make the changes. And even if you do little steps every day, that makes a huge change to everything around.
Amazing. Yeah, I can see this with Jupiter will move into Cancer next June 2025 to 2026. And Cancer's water and Jupiter expands. So it's going to be heightened sense of emotion.
Yeah, interesting. Lots of emotion,
a lot of emotion, ancestral healing. Cancer, it rules the fourth house, which is the house of your family. I could see that happening as well. People feeling things. And if you don't clear it, it can become, you know, even more of an issue, like emotionally as well. A lot of planets are changing signs in the next year or two. I think everyone's going to be feeling a different background frequency. And you cannot do the old programming with the earth shifts. It's not going to work. It's like you have to shift your mindset and your energy now to prepare for it in a way.
It's almost amazing in that sense, because the frequencies are changing so much, and the frequencies control, well, they control, but they dictate, you know, what happens on this planet. And so, you know, anyone operating within a more denser frequency will find it even harder to move and find themselves even more stuck because they can't operate like that anymore.
Yeah.
This can be really difficult as well to work with, because it can feel very frustrating. And it's always, you know, a moment where you check back into your body and say, okay, why am I stuck here? What do I need to do to get unstuck? And maybe it is very radical change. Maybe it is, you know, quitting your job and doing something else. Maybe it is doing something completely different from what you thought your life should be, you know. Mm-hmm. Even the old structures of you study, you get a job and you do this, you know, that also gets thrown out as well, because a lot of younger teenagers, you know, will want to pursue their life path a lot earlier too. So it's about also supporting these children through their missions and their work.
Love that. One of my final questions is, how does someone find their life path or their inner guidance of what they can move towards? So like the astrology, yes, we could see it on paper, like these energies work for this kind of person. You can go this path if you want to. What do you recommend in your work if I wanted to shift my job in 2025? I wanted to change my career, or maybe I always wanted to do something, but I'm nervous to do that. What do you recommend for people?
It'll be going towards happiness and going towards doing. What is interesting now is that it's becoming, well, sort of more and more clear to me that you either service to self or service to others, you know. And, you know, you have to have a little bit of both too, but it's how you balance, you know, those two paradigms and sort of understanding what is going to be fulfilling for yourself. Because, you know, for example, if you just pursue money on its own, you know, that could feel fulfilling in the short term, and then you can buy yourself something very expensive and something really nice. But then after that wears out, you know, you become empty. Yeah. So there's this continual sort of distraction almost, isn't it, that this sort of work cycle is providing us. And I think also to understand that the more we help the earth and help others, the more abundance we will get back as well, because that's a new thing, isn't it, that you had in some of the readings for my clients that
It shifts your whole reality of what you can attract. And it's so interesting. I'm fascinated by you because you don't know astrology and Kabbalah, but you say the same things from it. Do you sharing your thing, like you don't need the tools. Like you personally, that's the thing about every soul. Like some people need to be more like in the books. Some people need to be more active, you know, moving material on the land. Like we all are part of the puzzle pieces. So meeting you has really opened my eyes, because you get the information in your own source.
And I just say, I guess it's because the last topic I wanted to touch on was the collapsing of time, ancestral healing, actually, which was, you know, to one of our points earlier. So what's happening now is that a lot of collective timelines on Earth are ending. And therefore, you do see traits in people coming out ancestrally and emotional things that are coming to the surface. So these are a combination of the timelines breaking down. That's another point. But yeah, sorry, back to your point about, I guess because, you know, in the psychic school, we were always taught just to channel from pure light. So, and once you're in that realm of pure light, then you see everything and you know everything in the same way. And I guess that's how I've sort of been taught to channel and taught to perceive. But also, of course, I'm very sensitive and I've always noticed these changes in the Earth's energy field. I mean, it happened quite a lot. I remember in 2017, 2018, where I would have dreams at night and I could hear this sort of strange sound. And I always ask my guides, what is that? And they said, this is the Earth, you know, turning, the Earth changing. And so what I can see is that because there are so many star seeds that have now been born onto Earth, we have changed the energy field, you know, a lot of the Earth. But also there are a lot of grids of light around the Earth now because the old order, their contract is finished. So
it really is. You're right. Like the Pluto and Capricorn is ending. Capricorn is status and business and building things and structure. And it's now Aquarius, which is freedom. It's air. Like that's the background frequency. There's multiple background frequencies happening, but they're all pointing to what you're discussing. I'm excited to, you know, work with you again in a couple of months.
Your work is so fantastic too, because you're helping. I think both our work is to help people to move into these new frequencies and to find a harmony and a new connection with the new frequencies in order for the whole energy to flow in a positive way for everyone, I guess.
And it's taking ourselves out of it. It's coming from a higher thing through us. It's like music. Like people forget that when you play an instrument, you're working with this energy through the instrument to the audience. You know what I mean? And that's the harmony of our body. It's getting our body into resonance so we can hear the information we need to hear. I'm in a big transformation, I feel like, right now. But, you know, we always are.
Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah, I think it's like everyone. But yeah, and going to our next level, what is your information, your Instagram? How can people find you and reach out to you?
So my Instagram at the at the moment is called universalheart.co.uk. So if you look on there, you can send me a message.
And you're booked out quite a few months, but hopefully, you know, people contact you, they can get a session. Thank you so much. It's nice to know you.
Thank you so much too, Michael. You're such an amazing soul. I'm so honored to be connected with you and I'm so happy to be doing all this work with you too.
Thank you. Likewise.